is Jay Rodenbeck. We're getting distortion from your side. I don't know if anybody else is seeing this or hearing this, but
It's cu cutting out a little bit, yeah.
you're cutting out, and your screen is distorted. Like you're it's distorted a little bit.
Let me see if I maybe if I turn off the video, will that help? Is that any better there on the audio?
Yes, it is. We have a
Okay.
lot of folks in here. It may have something to do with that. I'd ask for anybody who isn't actively, speaking to just, if they could, keep their video off. That might help the issue out. I just know when we have a lot of people that are sharing their video, it can sometimes distort certain video, I think.
Okay, I'll just keep it off and I'll just note for the record that I can't see the screen and anything shared on the screen. I just won't have my camera on so that we can avoid any distortion.
It seems more clear to me.
Good. Okay, perfect. Thanks for the heads up. Okay, well, let's go next to agenda item six. That's PR 2025-02.
Hinrichs,
Oh,
Mr.
yeah,
Sorry,
go
Mr.
ahead.
Hinrichs, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Actually, the previous DHO, Brennan Williams, deferred that to March the
Okay.
11th per the agent's request.
Thank you. To March 11th. Thanks so much. All right. Well, that moving right along then, that takes us to agenda item seven, PR 2026-00-00-22 DHO waiver 2026-00-00-06. It's a request for DHO waiver filed by Nicholas M. Nuccio as agent for Maria Ronquillo, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Lot Tract 8, Murphy Addition, that's zoned R1C and located at 2216 Anacort Northwest, containing approximately 0.2552 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant here?
Yes, Nicholas, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Nicholas Nuccio, 829 Ponderosa Avenue in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Please tell us about the waiver request.
So, the it's a waiver. It's a sidewalk waiver request for the construction of a new single family home. It's north of I-40 and east of Coors, just west of the river on Anacort. And that's it. Yeah, I mean we're basing it on the 10 criteria for a waiver that are spelled out in IDO 14-16-5-3D1.
Thank you. Very good. And I do see the justification letter there on the screen and see it in the record as well. Thank you. Excuse me. All right, anything else to add before I call for public comment?
No, that's it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call for public comment, and if there is any, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item seven, and we're in the co public comment portion. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand, provide public comment on agenda item seven. Last call for public comment on agenda item seven. Okay, Mr. Lucio, doesn't appear there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. If you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. The Water Authority has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation finds that the 10 criteria have been adequately met for this waiver. We have no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Takes us to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those today?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no objection to this request.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Takes us to Parks and Recreation. He'll be delivering those comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll deliver them.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of the Parks and Recreation Department. They had no comments on the requested waiver and noted that the subject property, subject site is within 330 feet of major public open space. Future development will co require compliance with subsection 14-16-5-2J1 of the IDO.
Thank you. Let's see, that takes us to the planning department. Who'll be delivering those comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob again. I will be.
Thank you. I'll just note for the record, you've already been sworn in on this matter. Go ahead.
Yes, planning has no objection to the waiver request. We will just make a note that per 66P2D of the IDO, any waivers granted that are associated with a subdivision shall be placed in the final project documentation. That is all
Thank
from the
you.
planning.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Nuccio, any questions for any of the DFT specialty members?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's see. Bear with me one second
Hey,
here.
hearing officer. This is
Yes,
Jake.
sir.
I just want to go over some proposed findings that planning staff have. Should you decide to approve this request, I'll just share my screen real quick here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
These are in addition to your details over the justification review decision criteria, how the applicant justified the waiver request for 66P3A in the IDO. These will be in addition to that.
Thank
This is, we just note this is a request for a waiver to the sidewalk requirements for the property at 2216 Anacort Northwest. We note that the subject property is zoned R1D and is not shown to be within any noted overlay zones and not located within any corridor areas. We note the subject property is within an area of consistency and surrounded by other areas of consistency. And finally, for table 611 of the IDO, public notice requirements have been satisfied by the applicant prior to the submittal.
Great, thank you. Hereby adopt those findings. Okay, I think this matter is ready for decision then. Thank you, Ms. Nuccio, for the presentation, all the submittals, and thanks to all the DFT specialty members. And hereby approve agenda item 7, PR 2026-00022, DHO waiver 2026-00006, which is a request for a DHO sidewalk waiver. Because it complies with section 66P3A1, bear with me one second, of the IDO, because it varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, economy, effective use of open space, ingenuity in design of a subdivision in accordance with accepted principles of site planning. Secondly, the waiver will not be materially contrary to public safety, health, or welfare because there are no other sidewalks on the side of the block at the location of the lot. The waiver does not cause significant material adverse impacts on surrounding properties because the surrounding lots do not have sidewalks either. The waiver will not hinder future planning, public right-of-way acquisition, or financing or building of public infrastructure improvements. The area where sidewalks would go will remain vacant, landscaped, and not have any impact on infrastructure. The waiver will not conflict significantly with the goals and provisions of any city, county, or MAFCA adopted plan policy, the IDO, or any other city code or ordinance. This impacts only a single-family infill lot and will not prevent any goals or provisions of those documents. The waiver will not allow, encourage, or make possible undesired development in the 100-year floodplain. This property does not lie with any such a flood zone. The waiver will not materially undermine the intent and purpose of the IDO, the applicable zone district, or any applicable overlay zone. The IDO and its overlay zoned are interested in maintaining the character of neighborhood, and this waiver does not alter the character. As stated previously, none of the surrounding properties have sidewalks. The waiver does not allow a lot or type of development that does not meet the applicable development standards for the zone district where the lot is located. The waiver is not asking, I'm sorry, for an exception to the type of development in the zone where it is located. The waiver is the minimum necessary to provide redress because it's re requesting only the sidewalk waiver, nothing more. And given that this is a waiver for IDO sidewalk requirements, the area is of low intensity land use to an extent that normal installation of sidewalks will not contribute to the public welfare in the absence of the sidewalk, will not create a gap in existing sidewalk system. As stated before, this is in an area where neighboring properties do not have sidewalks, and this is in a neighborhood of low intensity land use to an extent that normal installation of sidewalks would not contribute to the public welfare. And that concludes agenda item 7. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.